You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. Happy New Year! Time for another update on the Kemp Fire recovery effort. I am Matt Fidler. As of January 2nd, the Town of Paradise Septic Department will begin limited service at the Paradise Town Hall. Residents will now be able to access septic records for new septic system plans. The preferred method for obtaining these records is through an email request. The email address is townofparadisestaff@gmail.com. That's townofparadisestaff, one word, no spaces, @gmail.com. You'll need to know your parcel number, which can be looked up at buttecounty.net. As always, we'll have those links up on our show page, kzfr.org/campfire updates. If you're returning to your burnt-out property, it must be noted that the debris and ash from burnt-out structures must be properly removed. The watershed of the area is just too important to risk contamination, so the two phases of cleanup must be followed. Phase one is the removal of hazardous material, which is ongoing right now and doesn't need the property owner's approval. Phase two concerns the fire-related ash and debris. If the burnt-out structure is bigger than 120 square feet, the debris must be removed by the Government Debris Removal Program or by a qualified contractor in accordance to the alternative program. More information can be found at buttecountyrecovers.org/debris removal. The Butte County Emergency Animal Shelter is targeted to close on Friday, January 4th. Animal owners have the following options. 1. Pick up your animals. Supplies are provided, including feed, bowls, leashes, crates, etc. 2. Connect with the Temporary Foster Home for Animals. A Facebook group has been established to connect people who need a foster home for their animal with people who are willing and able to foster them. 3. Transfer animals to a private boarding facility. 4. If animal owners come to the difficult decision that they can no longer keep their animal, they can surrender their animal to the shelter and the reunification team will facilitate the adoption process. There are Campfire Recovery Financial Assistance Forums scheduled for January 3rd and January 8th with a panel of local bankers and organizations with resources to help business owners, homeowners, and renters affected by the campfire. At this forum, you'll hear about financial assistance programs that you may be eligible for, application deadlines, and resources from Tri-County's bank available to you. These are free public forums, no need to RSVP, and they're being held on January 3rd at 1 p.m. and 5 p.m., and on January 8th at 5 p.m. at Tri-County's Bank Training and Technology Campus. The address is 890 Fortress Street in Chico. This information, along with all the links mentioned in this broadcast, are online for you to see at any time on our show page, kzfr.org/campfire updates. If you have any information you think KZFR listeners need to know regarding the campfire recovery, please let me know by emailing me at fireupdates@kzfr.org. I'm Matt Fidler, delivering updates on the campfire recovery effort 5 days a week, right here on KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico.